afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. The potency of an idea lies not in its commanding tone or the forceful rhetoric of its author, but in its ability to inspire and energize others. We live in the age of the ego. A powerful individual is considered by many to be the one who is often the loudest and most self-assured. But self-belief does not equate to wisdom, value, or even practicality. Quite the contrary, more often than not, it is the indicator of ignorance, arrogance, and an intractable, rigid position. Where there is water, there is life. The power and therefore the life force within an idea is about its fluidity and flexibility. Its inherent nature should facilitate change, even encourage it. The harnessing of group energy means capturing the imagination of everyone whose task it is to make the vision a reality. There is a great resistance, and rightly so, to bullying in all its forms, and there are many subtle variants of it. The use of standover tactics, supposedly for the purpose of ensuring a job gets done right, is offensive and indeed counterproductive. In the same way, we all object to micromanagement. In such instances, people often choose to do the opposite out of spite, So the use of force and controlling behavior does not build team cohesion. The ideal is when one can access the creative potential within every team member, and this can only be achieved where generosity and sincere respect are intimate to the foundation of the team. Many prefer what they call strong leadership, but many such leaders are often dictatorial, and no one likes to be told what to think. So instead of looking to this or that individual for direction, we should instead look to ourselves. And this is particularly true in a team environment. People who develop themselves instead of constantly looking to others become highly valued within any institution because they often think outside the box. The development of the imagination can only occur in an environment which values it alongside following directives. Radical is good when it comes to constructive thinking, but at the same time, tradition has its place. If one can marry both, one is on to a winner. Of course, a problem arises when one team member thinks that their idea is best and act as if everyone else should think the same as well. In a team environment, the diversity of thought is its strength, so it must be encouraged. Oppositions should be seen as complementary rather than contradictory. The important thing, though, should always be to arrive at a harmonious resolution, and this is particularly important where opposing views clash. Total agreement, however, is not essential, nor is it necessary. Perfection should not be the goal. What is important is that a decision is reached, action is taken, in order to avoid inertia, and this should not be driven by time constraints, but rather timing. We could say time is a commodity, but timing is about catching that wave and riding it on to success. Sometimes that rising wave is not visible, and this is when intuition starts to feature. But anyway, everything in life is a work in progress. Sometimes the direction decided on doesn't produce the desired result. But that just means lessons are being learned. The vision should always be the guide and not any particular individual. Instead of following an individual, then, we need to look to the vision for inspiration. Those whose task it is to set that vision need to make it sufficiently fluid to facilitate growth, not only to allow the final form of the idea to manifest, but to also facilitate individual growth and that most important of human experiences, satisfaction. One can no more force someone to be satisfied than one can force them to be happy. And simply telling everyone to work harder is not the way forward either. People must experience success. This is the most critical part of any growth process. Success means different things to different people. To one person, it may lie in the enjoyment of problem solving. Another may relate it more to money. While to another, it may be concerned with family life or having more time to do the things they enjoy and so on.
all ambitions are evolutionary and change over time. And everyone sees life differently, but still, the plan which embraces all these aims is always going to be the most successful. One could say that success is a kind of currency. The degree of success experienced can be viewed as the tangible value inherent within any undertaking. If you take an interest in the success of others, your own success is guaranteed. Be a visionary. It is within the scope of everyone. But make that vision work for everyone, and you will be making the world a better place.
Crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. And I, we look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers.
things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building them castles in the sky. Just the two of us. You and I.
Think deeply and investigate thoroughly, we find that which we thought was hidden was actually right in front of us all along. Keep listening. We'll be back next week.